It's X Rock, where everything rocks. Welcome to the program, folks. Rolling into the weekend here. It's time, as we do every week about this time, we check in with our man, Carmine Appice. Where in the world is Carmine? You're East Coast today, is that correct?
I'm East Coast, and boy, it's 80 degrees. Looks like winter is gone.
Yeah, good for you. That's great.
This is great. How about you?
Not so much. Hey, so what's happening back east? What are you up to?
Well, I'm getting ready tomorrow to leave to go to Canada to do a festival up in, Nova Scotia, Sydney, Nova Scotia. Going up to do that, and I'm going to be there till Monday, and a lot of friends of mine are doing that. Also, you know, like Denny Seraphine, who was the original drummer from Chicago, and Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel's band, and who else? Michael Shreve, who used to be with Santana, and myself, and Bill Ludwig III, who is the heir to the Ludwig Drum Company for years, you know. We're all going up there and doing a two-day festival, and there's a few more, too, you know.
Now, I would imagine when a group of you guys that are seasoned veterans get together, there's probably no prima donnas. You guys probably are all on the same level. Nobody asks for the better room or the better anything, do they? I mean, that doesn't happen.
Well, I always do.
Well, yeah, but you're Carmine Appice.
I thought I'd get you with that one. No,
nice.
You're right. It's all pretty much, we stay in nice hotels, you know, and it's real, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I come back on Monday, and then we get right into cactus rehearsals for the gig on Friday here in New York City at B.B. King's. So it's not steady, you know, like pound, pound, pound.
Yeah, you're stopping.
We'll play for an hour, have a cup of tea, relax, you know.
Have a cup of tea, really?
You know, it's easy. You
is
know,
that where we're at now, having a cup of tea? See, gone kind of are stuff. The old days, right, of just, all right, let's take, all right, tequila break, everybody, tequila break.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have moved on.
I never did tequila breaks anyway.
Are there any gigs that you really like get excited about playing?
I always get excited. I get excited about doing the big arenas. You know, I don't do big arenas all the time. I do like theaters and stuff. So when the big arena ones come along, you know, big festivals, it's exciting. You know,
right,
oh yeah, because the energy of the room is probably just unbelievable. But now, you know, you talk a lot to a lot of rockers who prefer playing the smaller clubs. You know, after years of maybe being jaded and being in the big arenas, do you really a personal preference? Do you like the bigger arenas as opposed to the smaller
clubs?
Well,
you know, the grass is always greener. When I was playing all the big arenas all the time, I played with like Rod and all the big guys, and then I would do my own stuff like in smaller theaters. I you know, it was great to get to the smaller theaters, you know. Along with the arenas comes, you know, all the ease of playing arenas, you know what I mean? It's like you got, when you're usually on an arena tour, you got, you know, people that do everything for you. You know, you just end up walking in, playing, and leaving.
Right.
Okay. You know, that makes sense.
When you're playing more like theaters, you know, there's not as much, like there's no wardrobe person.
Right. A couple of years ago, you had me interview Connie, the groupie.
Right.
The groupie. Have you heard from her lately?
I have not.
Yeah, because I remember that. She was in Arkansas, sweet gal. And she had some amazing stories. Of course, she's the one in the song, if you remember, from Grand Funk, Sweet Connie, doing her act. And
at the time, she was trying to release a book, and Clinton wouldn't let it out because he was in it.
That's right. I remember that, because she told us a story on the air about her and Bill Clinton, a little tryst by a swimming pool when he was still governor in Arkansas.
That's right.
Yeah, and she actually got some threats, didn't she?
Yeah, and... And, you know, supposedly she had the book already written and they squashed it.
Well, probably, let's see, after Hillary drops out of the campaign, maybe she'll be able to get that thing back on board.
You know,
Carmine Appice is joining us on the phone as he does each and every week. Carmine, where are we going to talk at you next week?
Next week we'll be probably at rehearsal with the Cactus guys.
Oh, sure. Now, that's East Coast, though, right?
That's East Coast,
okay.
Yeah. The week after, I'm doing a special of a BBC Two, which is BBC Radio in the U.K., special documentary on the life of Carmine Appice.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, God, we got to get a copy of that.
Okay.
All right, Carmine, you take care. Good luck with you, man. Have a good time at the clinics.
That'd be great. And also, did you get the CD, right, from Vanilla Fudge?
Not yet, no. Which one? When? No.
You didn't get the orchestra one yet?
No.
Man, everybody else got it. Must be going by covered wagon up to you.
Well, it's got to come in by pack mule the last 150 miles, so it very well could be in the mail.
Yeah,
all right, well, I'll check on it, and then I'll call your people.
Yeah, let me know if you don't get it.
You got it, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.